This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It is Election Day, so we're talking about what the ramifications might be. On the line with us is the Interim Director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, Jack Tichenor. Jack, thanks for talking to us.
Good morning, Jennifer.
When we talk about what you're looking for, what you're watching in this election, what really stands out?
Well, this year it's the money. There are unprecedented amounts of money being dumped into the campaigns from one end of the state to the other, and it's completely changed the political landscape, if you will, in terms of the amounts of dollars that are being spent on individual races in the state. You have several races that have already topped the $4 million mark. You have another cluster of races at over $3 million, and something like 16 races at over $2 million each. So that gives you some hint of the kind of high-stakes game that both Governor Rauner and Speaker Madigan are playing right now.
I don't think voters in this area would be surprised to hear those numbers at all, given the number of commercials and campaign mailers and all of that that's gone into this election. Is that an unusual picture for Illinois?
It's extremely unusual. What's happened in the last couple of years is you have the Republican governor Bruce Rauner coming into the political landscape now with pretty much unlimited deep pockets in terms of his own cash reserves and his friends. Before that, the Democrats pretty much had the run of things. They had the support of organized labor, of course. They had the trial lawyers and lots of different advocacy groups or interest groups of their own that help fuel their campaigns. Well, now the pendulum has swung back the other way, and it's created this spending frenzy that we see now. You know, you're talking about TV spots. One of the local TV stations I've read, 75% of their ad inventory here recently has been nothing but campaign spots. And then, of course, there are all those mailers that you could basically wallpaper your house with that come to your mailbox every day.
So the multi-million dollar question then is, will it have any effect on the balance of power in Springfield?
Probably not. I think that most of the observers who watch this kind of thing, including myself, we believe that probably only a handful of seats will actually change hands by the time this is all over. And it remains to be seen. We know that the Democrats will lose at least one House seat up in the Woodstock area, where a conservative Democrat, Jack Franks, is running for county board there. His successor doesn't have much in the way of opposition from the on the Republican side. There's not much of a Democratic opposition there. It's a heavily Republican area. We know that in the Quincy area, the Republicans will pick up a seat. The retiring Democratic State Senator John Sullivan, his seat is being contested by, is being sought by Jill Tracy, who's a former state representative, Republican state representative, who stepped down to run as lieutenant governor candidate with Kirk Dillard. The Democrats don't even have anyone on the ballot there, so we know that a couple will go that way. The thing that is really interesting, there's probably a dozen or so seats that are highly, hotly contested. Of course, we have the 117th race down here between John Bradley, the Democratic incumbent, and Republican Dave Severn. That's hovering at just under the $4 million mark. That one's catching up to some of the big-ticket races in the Chicago area. Just to give you an idea, there's one in the Chicago area. There's one lone Republican state representative up there, Michael McAuliffe. He's been in there for about 20 years, I believe. He has a Democratic opponent now, and they were on TV as early as August in Chicago television. Now think about that. That's not cheap, and the ads were going up as early as August. They hardly ever go on in the Chicago area to begin with for a state representative race, but that gives you some sense of how the two parties are looking at this. They are really fighting for in a way, kind of an existential battle, but at the end of the day, there probably won't be much in the way that really shakes out, much different than we see now.
And does that move the needle at all when it comes to this crisis in Illinois, when it comes to the budget and pensions?
Unfortunately, have you seen the budget battle mentioned much, or the budget crisis mentioned in any of these campaign spots, or the $119 billion in unfunded unfunded pension payments that are still hanging out there? Have those two issues ever been mentioned in the
Not much.
And I think that's the sad thing. We spend all the time on making ad hominem attacks against one another, and we haven't really seen much that's really dealt with the substance of what lawmakers are going to have to tackle when all this mess is over come later tonight.
And, of course, we will continue to keep people updated on what happens tonight. Jack Tichenor is the interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, a longtime political reporter here at WSIU and through the Illinois Lawmakers Public Television Program. Jack, thanks for taking the time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.